Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So we continue here in Shaar Avos Hashem. And last week, we ended off Perek Beis with four pshatim and what it means, V'ahavta z'shem l'kecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moidecha. The last one being that b'chol shekol ava every love we have for anyone or anything other than Hashem, we should channel it and use that love for the sake of Hashem. That there should really be no competition to the love of Hashem. Every love should somehow be an adjunct of Avas Hashem. So, we're very lucky as usual. We have Siyata Deshmaya. Those who learn Torah are Zaychet the Siyata Deshmaya. And punkt in this week's Maori Nayim. We couldn't have a Shia this week. But the Maori Nayim, the big Arichas on Avas Hashem. And everything is again by Shert, because as I was preparing the Shirt, I prepared the Maori Nayim already last week. I forgot about it. The last second this morning as I was looking again at the Chavos Levavos, I reminded myself what the Maori Nayim says in Heindige Parsha, or yesterday's Parsha Veschanon, on the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And this is the Yisoid that he repeats all the time. It's one of the pillars of his philosophy and teachings. Chazal say B'chol Levavcha, there's two bases. It doesn't say B'chol Libcha. It says B'chol Levavcha, B'shnei Yitzarecha, V'yetzer HaToiv, the Yetzer Hara. How is the child to love the Rabbanu Shlom with the Yetzer Hara? So this is the Yisoid and Chassidus in general. He said like this. The truth is that there's two problems. Number one problem is that there's only one thing to love in the world but the Rabbanu Shlom. On the other hand, how do you love God, something that's so distant? We don't even know who God is, what God is. We have no comprehension of God. So we can learn the Rambam in the Chelek. And after the Rambam is telling us that there's no way to comprehend God in human terms. And he has no body, and he has no... He's different. And I can't even say it almost. It doesn't... It's so... The more you learn, if you learn the Shar HaYichud Hashem from the Chavos Levavos himself, it would be full of philosophy, very hard to comprehend. You learn more in the Vuchim, where the Rambam is struggling to use philosophical terms to describe Hashem. The Rambam Davke, it was so strange, is Ivra, that many Rabbanim burnt the Rambam, and they said you have to ban the Rambam. They mean to start trying to describe the Rabbanu Shlom. He defied description, so it's an oxymoron. Describe Hashem. Hashem is indescribable. So that's the problem. How can you have a tzivui v'ahavta Hashem l'kecha? So the answer is that the only way to love Rabbanu Shlom is yetzer hara. This is nishkein vert for Rabbi Isai. This is yisod gadol. Nishkein vert. We're lucky we're here today. There's a few chosen handful here. We're going to learn something mamish, what it's all about, Yiddishkeit. V'ahavta Hashem l'kecha v'chol levavcha, two bases, v'shtei yitzarecha, with our two inclinations, the good and the bad. Mostly with the bad. We can love Hashem more with the bad than the good. Why? And this is the Yisrael Demor Naim repeats in many places that all the Tanugim in Olam Hazeh, eating, drinking, pleasures of the flesh, all these are what he calls Ahava Nefula, Mi Olam Ahava. There's a world up there called the world of love. And all these loves, all these lusts are really fallen, degraded loves that Hashem threw out of that high world and threw it to us. And a person to say to himself, whenever I'm about to dive into that food, that the smorgasbord, I'm about to have a taiva, I have a machshava of some pleasure of the flesh, say to himself, 1 second. This is just telling me that this thing called love, lust, attraction. I'm hungry, I'm lustful. But that's not why Hashem sent it to me for? The reason why this thirst to drink this, if you're into liquor, if I want to drink, the thirst for the drink, the food, just the fress, and the taiva, was just to arouse me that there's such a thing as attraction. But I can't go after this attraction that's in front of my nose, because that's a havana fula, that was just thrown as a bone down to me. It's a love that was thrown out. A fallen love. Okay, a fallen love. That's why by God he said they fall in love. Taka's fall in love. Because Taka falling. And this fell down from Shemayim just to wake me up that there's a thing called love and attraction. But now so saying, I think Hashem sent it to me so I should eat the smorgasbord. So I should have this taiva. It's so I should have aroused myself to love Hashem. I had to take this attraction. Everybody said, you know what? I'm at this chasna of the year, everyone's running to the smorgasbord. It's after, I come to the smorgasbord, so first I have to chap rein mincha, because my conscience bothers me. So chap mincha, I have to chap the smorgasbord. So everyone's running from the mincha, because no one stays by the chasna's dish anymore. Who wants to be the chasna's dish? Just have one or two hot dishes there, so you can get out. You have to go there where it's mixed with the women together. It's geschmack over there, it's what's the zen, and what's the essen, what's the zeh geschmack. And of course, the best time is when you go to Badek, the chasna, go right through the women, you know, right through the sea of women. Very tzniyazdik. So, 1 second, Rabbi Yishlom. You know, I think I'll give up on the shmorg, and I'm going to bring my tilim along. And this attraction I have to the shmorg is where the fatal attraction. I can't let myself, no. It was just, Hashem gave me, I'm whiffing it, I'm looking at it, wow. That's free. It's free, I have nothing else to do here anyway. I grabbed, didn't bring my tilim, I'm not dead to do here for half an hour. What am I going to do here? It's big mitzvah, simchas, hasan kal, no, the mitzvah, simchas kal, eat the shmorg is where, no? So if I eat the shmorg is where, I'm a kind of mitzvah of, I got on bed to do over here. I forgot to bring my gemara. I didn't bring my tilm with me. No one's doing anything anyway. The chasm's dish is pouring. Nothing's happening anyway. The rabbi didn't come. The rashiva didn't come. No, the paparazzi aren't taking pictures. What am I going to do? Simchas chasm mekala. Eat what? The reason why Hashem gave you this attraction is to wake us up and to use it and to direct it to avas Hashem. It's not a joke. Hashem is the makor kol tanugim. Listen to this pshat. I'm in the morning now, I can say this pshat. He says, David HaMelech says, in Tilim, Reish Yud Aleph, Tilim Samach Tes, David HaMelech is speaking about how his enemies hate him. He says, V'ahi lohem limoshol. Give it to Samach Tes. V'ahi lohem limoshol. I became for them a moshol. What does that mean? So, part of pshat, it means that I became a symbol of evil for my enemies. My enemies, and you want to talk about evil, so today, evil personifies Osama bin Laden. You want to talk about evil? It used to be Hitler, Yimach Shemo, then it was Arafat, now evil personifies Osama, Taliban, Al-Qaeda. But David HaMelech says, in my days, my enemies so denigrated me, and so vilified me, I became a marshal. I became, you want to say the boogeyman's going to get you, David's going to get you. David was Osama bin Laden to these people. He's bad. He's the evil empire. No. That's Pasha Pshat. But says the Halig Gemara Nayim, the Pshat is a marshal. Everything in this world is a marshal and an imshal. A marshal means a metaphor, an allegory, an illustration. So you have a marshal, you have a story. And the story illustrates a point, a nimshal. Nimshal is the lesson derived from the illustration, right? So you have a marshal and a nimshal. So the marshal is So the story in the Gemara about how the fox did something wrong. And so, therefore, all the children of the fox forever are condemned. They have the bad reputation of the fox. So the story of Moshel is the story of the fox and the little fuchsalach, little pups. And the nimshel is as how children suffer from the bad reputation of the parents. Okay. So the Moshel and nimshel. So Dr. Melech, he lem the Moshel. You should know, he says, that I've done averus in my life, says David Melech. I was fatally attracted to Batsheva. And they think that ichalt by the moshel. I know that the reason why the Rebbe Shalom sent me this temptation of Batsheva was that I was supposed to take it and take my attraction of Batsheva, and I was so attracted to her, and I was supposed to use it to get attracted to Rebbe Shalom. And my enemies are still condemning me for my conduct with Batsheva, and they think I'm still holding by the moshel. I'm only holding by the story. But really, I'm holding by the nimshel. I'm really holding much higher my dragon. I am holding by the nimshel, not by the moshel anymore. I learned my lesson. The hilal the moshel. They think I'm just by the moshel. The chalcham by the nimshel. So he says, the problem is that the Yetzirah, this is Loshon, the Yetzirah, shemesame einav bal yiroye, bal yire likach hanimshel, rak lecha is ba moshel levadoi. The Yetzirah only wants to talk by the moshel. He wants to talk by the food and the taiva and the flesh and the physical desire for this woman. He wants to talk by the moshel. And the only way to translate and transform the moshel into the nimshel, to transform the ahava and the fula into the ahava, ha-eloyis, the high elevated ahava, is by learning Torah. Eisek atoyer, that's what the Chazal say, in poga b'chom anuvul zeh, mashchel beis medrash. Meaning to say, that the Yetzirah is pagayot all the time. And it's good. We don't have to necessarily avoid the Yetzirah. Now when he comes, you have to go look for Tzaras. But when he comes, it's not the shot, the Yetzirah, get rid of the Yetzirah. It doesn't say, in poga b'chom anuvul zeh, if this degenerate meets you, run the other direction, throw him out, mashchel beis medrash, drag him, draw out the marshal, draw out the energy that the manuvel, the Yetzirah, is bringing into our lives, this attraction, and transform the fatal attraction into a spiritual attraction. Transform from a fallen love into a fulfilling love, into an elevated love, into a full-blown, full-flowered love. That's Moshchele Beis Medrash. Draw it to a higher Madrega. Draw it to the Madrega Beis Medrash. And Taka is only the Beis Medrash by learning that one can transform the Yetzirah and pull him up to where he belongs. But you have to have a Yetzirah. So it's Mamish via Haftash Bakatha Bukhavavavka with Shnei Yetzirecha. You have to have the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is an essential part of our lives. We need the Yetzirah. A Yetzirah means he's a molding, creative force. It's a Koyach Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is a Koyach Yetzirah. It's a molding, positive force. Yetzirah is positive. You shouldn't think Yetzirah is all negative. It's not negative at all. The Yetzirah is God's way of giving us a glimpse of what it means to love Hashem. Hashem is too distant. Hashem is too divorced, too removed from our realm of thinking. We can't even comprehend love for Hashem. Loving what the Yetzirah puts in front of our nose gives us a glimpse, and now we draw it to our Madrega. Where and how? Through the Beis HaMedrash. Is that not a whole new Veltan Sham? Mamash, a whole world of thought has just opened up before us. Whole world of thought. He's not finished. And says the Morinayim, that's Shat Shuvah Me'ahava. You know that Shuvah Me'ahava is higher than Shuvah Me'ira. Shuvah Me'ira is I'm repenting because of my fear of punishment. So then, if I do tshuva, because I'm afraid I'm going to get punished, so the aveira becomes like a shgaga, a mistake. Still there, but it is mitigated. Instead of the fact that I originally did this aveira, the mazed gomer, totally intentionally, now that I'm repenting out of fear of punishment and rejection, I say, this is crazy, you know, my penance is going good, I don't want to take a chance with God, I can't mess with God. Yesterday I asked him for a good deal and I got a good deal, and today I'm going to go to the fire. No. I don't lose my parnasa. I don't lose my good health. I don't want to lose my new babies. I don't lose my marriage. I don't lose my house. I better do tshuva. So I'm doing tshuva. I shouldn't lose the goodies of life. So tshuva, the aveira became like became like unintentional. What's that aveira? I do tshuva me'ava out of love of Hashem. So what's the love of Hashem? If I do have love for God, that's why I'm doing tshuva. Oh, how could I love you so much, Hashem, I have to repent. How could I defy you? I love you, I want to love you. What does that mean? How you love Hashem? He says, tshuva me'ahava means I do tshuva. they shouldn't have been looking, and they read what they shouldn't have been reading, and they ate what they shouldn't have been eating, there was really an invitation for Hashem to use that desire to desire him. So now I'm going to take that very desire and say, you know what? I made a mistake yesterday. From now on, when I'm confronted with that gewaltige taiva, I'm going to drag it up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's true from Yahava. It's mamash. The truth is, I told you a few weeks ago that this kamat is the exact same shot. The vort of the Morinayim was what the Or L'Shamayim, the male of Abdu, said. Exact same shot in Chuv Miyava. It's a sant. He was before him. The Morinayim was earlier. This is amazing, everybody say. This is the whole Avoida. This is our entire Avoida, is this idea of Chuv Miyava. Every time I'm confronted with a taiva, to draw it up to the Rishon. The Reishis Chachma, I didn't get a chance to bring it today. Maybe I have to bring the Reishis Chachma. The Reishis Chachma, who is, I guess, you know, like the 1500s, I believe, early 1600s, from the great Mekubalim, very important sefer, should be learned more, the Reishis Chachma. So the Reishis Chachma tells a story about a fellow, but you have to read it inside the exact Lashon. We have one here, but I have to find it. We have it here someplace. The Reishis Chachma says, there was once a fellow, a Yid, and he went mishug over a certain woman. I think she was married even. He fell in love with a gorgeous woman. And he prepositioned her. And she accepted his preposition. And he made up that he's going to meet her in a nice secluded place in the Beis HaKfaris. Meet her in the Beis HaKfaris. Meet her in the cemetery, a good place for a rendezvous. And he goes to the Beis HaKfaris, all ready and set to do Averis, and nicely perfumed and dressed, all the better to seduce her. And he gets to the Beis HaKfaris, and he's sitting there, and he's waiting, and she's not coming. But he is so obsessed. Waits an hour, 2 hours, time doesn't mean anything. He is so infatuated, time doesn't mean anything, and he gets weiter and weiter. Doesn't mean anything, time. So, he comes a day, he's staying there the whole day. It comes night time. He doesn't care. He is so infatuated, he's waiting and waiting and waiting. He doesn't have anything to eat. He doesn't care. He is waiting, he's infatuated, and he gets weiter. Kid said, the story goes on and on. They stay there for a long time, and until finally he says to himself that, you know, this love for this woman is crazy. And if I have so much love over here, I might as well turn it into something positive. And he turns into Davas Hashem, and he stays in the basic forest, and he gets people to support him over there and bring him food. And he becomes like a hermit for a long period of time. And eventually he turns into a big chassid. So he transformed this obsession with this woman into obsession with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way he describes the transformation was a little bit more deep and meaningful, how this actually happens. But this is the same concept is expressed by the Reishis Chachma. So this is what the Chavos of Avos told us, that the ultimate level of Avos Hashem is that we have no Ava other than Ribbono Shel Olam. But again, if you had the Reishis Chachma, if we just had the Chavos of Avos, we wouldn't understand how to do it. When you hear a Shtikl Morinayim, you understand how to do it. You understand that every Ava, every Cheshik in the world, every passion is mamish, a gift from Hashem. It is the Yetzirah, but it's a gift from Hashem. It's Ava Nefula. It's Hashem is throwing down an Ava to us to arouse us, to awaken our, to get our enzymes moving, to get the juices going inside of us, and then we should take the juices and elevate them to a higher level. That's something we can do. It's something doable. Say Stam Ava Hashem in a stripped down fashion. Not Shayach Ava Hashem. Stam you talk Ava Hashem. But if you think like this, this is doable. Now, the Morinayim also says, Grad in Heimdige Parsha, that, actually he says it earlier, I'm sorry, he says it actually in Yisro. He says that, it says by Matan Torah, yes, we had one version of Matan Torah, in Yisro we had another version. It says, by Matan Torah always, speaks about the fire around the mountain. So it says, V'hor bo'er be'esh, Adleva Shemayim. And the mountain is burning in fire, Adleva Shemayim, to the heart of the heavens. What's made the mountain is burning until the heart, what is it, Leva Shemayim? So he says that the luchas, which have two, there are two luchas, they're like the heart, which has two sections, there's two parts of the heart, and two auricles, and two ventricles, there are two sides of the heart, a right side and a left side. And the luchas were like, Hashem gave us a heart from heaven to love the Rabbanu Shlomo on earth. Like it says, Takad Lashon in the Mishlei, Kosveim al Luach Libecha. She writes the Torah on the Luach Libecha, on the tablets of your heart. So the heart and the tablets are synonymous. That's why, you know, many, even though it's incorrect, there's always this incorrect illustration of the luchas looking like, sort of like a heart on top, you know, with the rounded top, although really they were square on top. So he says, there are two chalolim to the lathe, there are two parts of the heart, the right side and the left side, and the two, he says, the two luchas, which are two, there's a right and a left luach, and the heart, which is a right and a left, is the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. So the pshat is that really lathe is in Shemayim. Same concept. Lathe, love, is in Shemayim. There's nothing to love in this earth. This earth, everything is worthless. Nothing is worthwhile loving. Our love should be concentrated on Shemayim. But the problem is that we have no Asag in Shemayim. So the only vehicle whereby we can transform the Ahav and the Fula down here on earth to Avod Hashem is the Yahor Bo'er Ad Leva Shemayim. That the Ahava that we can conceive of through Liman HaTorah is the vehicle whereby we can draw up and elevate the love we have for the things down on earth, the Ahava and the Fulas, we can use it Ad Leva Shemayim. This is Gevalt Yushat. And in Mela, he says that if we would have learned Torah properly originally, and we're Makabel, the Torah, like was supposed to be the first luchas. So then, by Liman HaTorah, Moshchel Beis HaMedrash, we would have taken the Eight Zahara, which is the Av and the Fula, which is the fallen love, the love that is Hashem threw down to us to give us a glimpse. We would lift it up, and it would be Ad Leva Shemayim, V'Ahor Bo'er Leva Shemayim. But since we, after 40 days, again, we were corrupted, and the Hochet Egel, like the Gemara says, was, Klai Yisrael knew there's nothing in the Egel. It was only a pretext for Arayas. Yaidim Ayisrael Shem Egel Klum. The Egel is garnished. They believe in the golden calf. But there was only a pretext to Megal Arayas. That's why it said that, but Yakumam Latzachik. Rashi says, Latzachik is Arayas. They really wanted Arayas. They were tired of separate swimming. They wanted to mix swimming. They're tired of this separate dancing and the chitzas by chasnas. So, well, we like to sit around and see the laser dancing. So they said, let's get over with it. Mechoilas. And there was mixed swimming and mixed dancing and mixed everything. So the Ava and the Fula pulled them down, and instead of elevating the Ava and the Fula to higher madrigas, they let it drag themselves down to a chet egel. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, the first luchas, and the luchas symbolized, says the Moranayim, the heart, luach libecha, to teach you that now, after the chet of the ego, so the only way really to take the av and the fula and elevate it back to the Rabbanu Shlom is by doing tshuva b'leiv nishbar v'nidke. Leiv nishbar v'nidke lekim loisivze, a tzabrach in the heart, a broken, shattered heart the Rabbanu Shlom will never reject. And the only way taka to be mal everything back to the Rabbanu Shlom is by taka shviras aluchas. So shviras aluchas itself was a mashal, says the Moranayim. There was a mashal. The nimshal is just like Moshe broke the luchas. We have to break our heart that we lost this opportunity. We destroyed these opportunities of Hashem sending it down. And the shviras aluchas wasn't stam anger. It was a metaphor. Hutzucha l'tshuva shetzricha leiv nishbar v'nitkev. This is what we have to do in order to then come back to the madrega, that we take the av and the fula and bring it back to the barsham. This is all the raid of the Moranayim, which absolutely supplements everything that's said over here in the Heilige Chayvus and Levavus.